Good morning, Jason. Happy holidays to you. Joined here this morning by Jason Kelly, General Manager for IBM Blockchain Services. And Jason, as the vaccine is starting to be distributed around the country, there's really more than that going on. And at IBM, you guys are really concerned about how the vaccine is getting distributed and getting to where it needs to go. So that's where blockchain comes in and how it's getting to the people that need it the most first. Explain how that's working to my listeners.
Well, Rick, call it something important here. You mentioned the vaccine, and you know, going from vaccine to actual vaccination is a journey of trust and confidence, and one that none of us can afford to not get right. And to do that successfully, we are right now solving one of the biggest data puzzles of our lifetime, one that is not just your typical supply chain from point A to point Z. It's one that's involving private sector, public sector, multiple industries, and the complexities that come with trying to share data across multiple entities. And you brought out the word blockchain, which can make a lot of head spin just saying that one word. But blockchain in and of itself, just think of it as a capability that is allowing all of those handshakes, if you will, in that supply chain to happen with trust and with the ability to share the right data. Think about that, Rick, where we have this new requirement for a vaccine that goes from one hand to the next and has to be at the exact right temperature. And it's not going to tell you itself that it has been exposed to a higher temperature than needed. So we have to be able to monitor that. And we have to be able to monitor that across each handshake in that chain. And that's where technology can augment what we're doing as humans, and where we can also use multiple technologies. This blockchain capability is all about data, and it empowers other capabilities. What's key, and since we're talking technology, Rick, is that it's open and interoperable. You want to make sure that it's not something that's proprietary, but instead can include what is already there, embracing legacy technologies. So it's not a simple task that we're all running after together.
No, not simple. In the fact that the temperature is definitely a vital importance. But how is it similar, Jason, and how is it different for when we've talked in the past, blockchain for the food to our tables, to for the toilet paper to our shelves at the supermarket? How is this different?
Well, great question, Rick, in that not only is a vaccine a little bit more important, some would argue, than just things that we consume and then we forget about. This is much different in the thought that we now have this need to address that last mile of trust, where it goes from a manufacturer into a distributor into the point of administration. And then as that person receives that vaccine, you know, being able to have trust that it will be used properly and that it's in the right state, and that individual then says, okay, I've received it, and now I have to continue to track that. So we have something that's called a digital health pass. You know, how do we know that consumer has received it and that they can then return to the workforce? They can return to public places with a sense of safety and security. Well, that's what's different, because we have to not just address the immediate supply chain, but think about this, Rick. It continues. It's going to continue, and these technologies and capabilities have to be able to do the same.
We're here with Jason Kelly from IBM Global Blockchain. And Jason, what type of technologies, maybe some that my listeners are familiar with, maybe some that they aren't familiar with, are being used in this process?
The real differentiator in this case, Rick, is the capability to have data that can be shared in a permissioned way through a very complex supply chain, so that if I'm a Pfizer, if I'm a Biogen, if I'm any manufacturer, typically I'm in competition with the other pharmas. And Pfizer says, well, I need to share data that could also help Merck, but we don't have a way to do that. Technology that's behind that is something called blockchain, as I mentioned. Think of it as a ledger, an open ledger that you can share information just in the way that you want to be able to do that. And then also as a consumer, think once you receive that vaccine, you want to share that, but you don't want to share all your other information. So again, you have an ability to share with trust and transparency, but in a permissioned way. I want you to see this. So for the pharmas, it's this thought of co-opetition. It's a team sport. They can now all play together, regardless of what type of equipment or field, if I use that analogy of sports, they can all now yep. play the same sport. So that's what's key. And then think about the power of sharing that data, Rick, of all of these other technologies that rely on data. People say, oh, AI. Well, guess what? AI uses data. Internet of Things, IoT, what does it use? It uses data. So by empowering the data, this capability that we're talking about, it really accelerates and empowers those other technologies. So that's what we have here, is a chance to really, you know, light this fire, this catalyst around other technologies by using the power that blockchain brings.
Yeah, communication and data of paramount importance. And Jason, where can listeners go that are curious about this for more information?
Rick, listeners could go to ibm.com/blockchain to get more information about what we're talking about today in order to understand how they can have increased trust and transparency in this very important supply chain.
Yeah, there really is a lot of information there, and I commend you guys for keeping it at a level where most people can really understand how this whole process works, because it's very important. And much thanks to you, Jason. Hope to be talking to you about a little lighter subjects in the future, maybe data and for my fantasy football team or something like that. So appreciate
that's
this
it, Rick.
And really go ahead, Jason.
Oh, no, Rick, I was going to say same. And my son enjoys using his Watson capability to compete with me in fantasy football. And we look forward to connecting back with you soon. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can, just in this case around the vaccine, to make sure we're strengthening trust, fostering equity, and speeding access to the vaccine. So thanks for the time today, Rick.
Yep, vaccine, fantasy sports, U.S. Open tennis. You guys are involved in a lot of different things. Appreciate you guys. Happy holidays, and we'll hope to talk to you soon.
Same to you. All the best, Rick.